If you're not careful, you know, this will run into the next song, maybe. You know about this album, don't you? All right, what were we going to do? There's something important we were going to do. What was it? I can't remember what
the
it was
news.
Now. The news. That's what it was. What do you think? What good does it do to tell somebody about 76? They're worried about today.
Well,
they're worried about Argentines kicking their doors in the East Bay and taking that island.
You want to know what the betting odds are between Argentina and Britain, right?
Then let's get to the news.
Paris, Washington,
London,
from all points of the world.
Falklands.
You are a witness to news.
I can't say that on the air, Mark.
It happened.
Or in this case, as it happened in 1976, FBI papers showed that the agency spent most of their time burgling the New York City office of the Socialist Workers' Party. They got in more than 90 times between 1960 and 66. And FBI Director Clarence Kelly publicly apologized to the American public that year for the agency's activities, meaning the FBI, that he called clearly wrong and quite indefensible. Meanwhile, in 76, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence offered up 96 recommendations to stem illegal or improper spying on U.S. citizens by the FBI and other agencies. Well, with all of this going on, all this spying and lying and cheating and a-dying in our intelligence agencies, and with a bicentennial underway...
Who should?
That's a sign. Who should?
What are you saluting anyway?
Who should?
Student
up?
Power.
But old student of history himself, Hubert Humphrey.
Hell no. But I think we forget that in our own beginnings, we were very violent, and we had all kinds of troubles.
Whiskey rebellion.
Every conceivable thing that you could think of, and it's very difficult to make fundamental basic change and still do it in a polite, mannerly, you know, congenial fashion.
Well, what about changing the CIA, perhaps? They seem to have been on a rampage over the last 10, 15 years, doing a number of things that they were never chartered to do.
I think what you see in the FBI, the IRS, and the CIA is the arrogance of power that was permitted by the executive, the President of the United States, whoever he was. It started out in the war years of World War II when you had to have a CIA, when you had to be careful for subversion, when the country's life was at stake in a mighty struggle in the Great War, and then the post-war aftermath when the communist forces in Europe were very much on the move, and the Cold War mentality gripped us, and this crowd of the police efforts in our governmental structures got out of hand. And there isn't any doubt but what they've violated laws, they've violated personal liberties, they've violated the Bill of Rights, and they have to be brought back into line. And that's what we're doing right now. And it's not easy, but it will and must be done. And there's only one man that can do it.
Who's that?
And one government that can do it. Congress must set the standards. The Congress must investigate, reveal the excesses, and then the President of the United States has got to take responsibility for command. He's not only Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, sir. He's Commander-in-Chief of the Departments of Government. He's Commander-in-Chief of the Justice Department. He's Commander-in-Chief of the FBI and of the CIA. Any good just to criticize the CIA and the FBI. We've got to hold people accountable.
He's foaming at the mouth.
Attorney generals and others that are responsible for these activities.
One last quick question, Senator. Would you then vote for opening up the budgets,
Marshall,
of the CIA publicly
to
the legislature?
I have done that. I have voted
let
for
me
that.
You
have
voted
for
that?
Yes, I have voted for that.
Well, okay. He was mistaken back in 1976.
Yes,
Hubert Humphrey, according to the Congressional Digest, had voted for the CIA in the last three votes that I had a chance to check. Anyway, getting down and dirty, 1976 on KSFX.
Coconetta, coconetta, strawberry coconetta turns you on to a taste that gets better and better. Strawberry coconetta, the luscious
one. Strawberry coconetta, pina coconetta. We're doing the pina coconetta song, okay?
I just had some strawberry coconetta. It's the absolute berries. You think pina coconetta is something? Wait till you taste this new strawberry and coconut wine. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
For a coconetta, strawberry coconetta.
Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
Debbie, want to hear something juicy?
Yeah.
Each piece of this candy has always had less than 10 calories. Really?
Hey,
that's your lifesavers.
Hey,
Dr. Jekyll?
Yes?
Did you know that even these luscious butterscotch lifesavers are less than 10?
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Hyde, did you know that even these luscious butterscotch lifesavers are less than 10 calories each?
You bet your lifesavers!
Can Lifesavers Roll Candy add more flavor to your life with less than 10 calories each?
You bet your Lifesavers!
Taking a look at the last 11 years and the last 11 days here at KSFX. Today's weather just off the wire, right into you on this Tuesday, April 27th. Patchy fog, low clouds along the coast. You'll notice perhaps they've lifted where we are. Inland, 10 or 15 miles,
everybody
mostly fair today. The clouds will be high tomorrow. Highs will be in the 60s. Coming
lying.
To you live now here on KSFX along with Stephen Capen. Well, I'm Marshall Phillips, broadcasting from the next booth
and
next door.
And you're live. Aren't you, Marshall?
Yes.
And everything you did on that newscast was live, weren't you, Marshall?
Yes.
And everything you do in life is alive, isn't it, Marshall?
Well, of course.
Okay. We just wanted to establish that.
I'm a happening guy.
Okay, so let's rewind the tape now. Yeah, you're alive. Thank you, Marshall. Adios, 7:31 in the morning from KSFX Radio, and I want to play the most beautiful song ever recorded, and my favorite record of all time. Here's Stephen Stills. A song called Sing and Call.
Listen to the sound of the night bird singing among who we call. My fingers hurt so bad, it's got me grinning. A stretch of rapids in the rushing, a raging river, looking out for boulders and falls. A woman, she watches from the top of the canyon. Hope we don't drown us all. Help me now, I've got to slow down. Am I singing call? Hurting myself bad on and on through the desert. Threw a shoe and took a bad fall. Long for the peace that the ancients bring me. Murmur of the lowlands shut my jaw. Help me now, I got to slow down. Hear my singing call. Some people buy themselves a dawn. Tell me, sweet Jesus, I'm weary from the journey. I need to tell my brothers what I saw. Help me now, I've got to slow down my singing.
Beautiful. That's the most beautiful song ever recorded, isn't it, guys?
Yes, Mr. Caveman.
There's probably never been a song as well recorded, even digital recordings, huh, guys?
Yes, Mr. Caveman.
So, you like your jobs here, don't you, fellas?
Yes, Mr. Caveman.
Okay, Louie, I guess so. Would you like, all right, look into my eyes.
Yes, Mr. Caveman.
All right, now I'm going to take you back to another time and another place, and you're going to feel like you've been there before, won't you?
Yes, Mr. Caveman.
That's called deja vu. Can you say deja vu?
Deja vu, Mr. Caveman.
Probably know just what to do.
Don't you?
if for on another time around the wheel, I would probably know just how to deal
with all of you. And I feel like I've been here before.
Before 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio on the... I'm getting a little depressed this morning, Louis. It's, you know, four more days left here. For me, anyway. And the other guys get to do six. Boy, am I sore. I wish I could do six more days. You know, I haven't been treated fairly since I got here, in case you hadn't noticed that. Yeah, all right, keep it down now. Just keep it down. All right, listen, in 1975, I ran out of facts for 76, so if you have any interesting things that Marshall doesn't cover this morning, you might give us a call at 478-KSFX. Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call us and tell us what was happening with you in 76, you know? It's like, you know, well, let's see. I bought a packet, and I drove it home one day, and we had beans for supper, you know what I'm saying?
A packet?
Yeah, Packard.
Packard. Packard?
Yeah, that's past tense of pack.
I remember what I did in 76. What did
you do?
I was living with a girl.
That's good, Marshall.
In 76, yeah.
And what did you do while you were living with the girl?
We fought a lot. And then I wasn't living with the girl, but she left her dog.
Oh, you got to keep the dog.
Yeah. Right? And that was what I did in 1976.
She got the Mustang, you got the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like the way the courts operate. I tell you what, in lieu or on that note, we should show you how the Army deals with... In 1975, they initiated a sexuality training manual to our soldiers of the United States Army. And this is fact. And we're going to show you just how that worked in just a couple of minutes from now.
And our next contestant is?
Charles C. Wheatmiller.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50
pickups. Isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas in Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models?
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
19 before 8. Hello.
Pilgrim, I got a plan here. This is the Duke for when we close up the station.
Is this really the Duke?
Well, you better believe it, because I ain't gonna take no more. I'm mad as hell here.
Oh, you're angry over what? With the end of rock and roll on this radio station?
Well, I got two things. That, and somebody's killed my horse.
We may be using him here as an example. We've been beating this dead horse for days now. I'm sorry. Yeah? All right, listen, Duke.
There's not much of your horse left. It's just sort of a bag now of parts.
We're going to cover the sexuality train. Where are you calling from, Duke?
Well,
it must be long distance, man. I hope this isn't collect. What? You must have a special satellite, too.
If Repeat Business says something about the reputation of a store, then listen carefully to a small sampling of Matthew's customers.
I bought a TV here before, and I was very happy with it.
Yeah, I've bought quite a few things from here.
I bought before here.
Yeah, I've been to Matthew's before. You get a lot for your money.
Yeah, I've been here about three times.
This is my second time.
Yeah, I come up here all the time. I like it. It's a nice place.
I'm Stephen Matthew David, and our customers return for the same reasons I've been giving you for the past 20 years. Quality, service, selection, and most of all, famous Matthew's low prices. For example, Home Reporter. VHS videotape recorder. Your pick, $5.99. A complete stereo system, AM/FM stereo receiver, cassette deck, turntable, a pair of bookshelf speakers, the whole thing, $1.99, including 10 hours of free tape. MGA 13-inch color TV. This week, on sale, $2.99. Turn your car around, see and hear what your friends and neighbors are talking about. Matthews, 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
Oh no, I've got a date with Chuck, and my breath feels yuck.
Well, don't break the date, just break open the Breath Savers.
Break open the lid that's sparkling fresh. Break open the lid that cools your breath. Break open the Breath Savers.
Hey, sugar-free Breath Savers have a blue middle, and now they're improved to last longer.
Break open the lid that's clean and brisk. Bread that's fresh enough to kiss. Break
off with
the Breath Savers.
They're sugar-free.
16 before 8 from KSFX Radio on what may tend to be one of the nicest days that we've had recently, because it got a little too cool for me. Huh? What about you? I remember when I was in Orlando. I was in the Army. 1975, when they issued the training manual. I remember that.
Attention, men, I've got the new sexuality manual. We've got a lot to cover here. Hey, cover that, soldier!
Sir, what do you mean, sir?
A happy soldier is a ready soldier. Soldier, no problem with social disease. Here, we'll keep it in the family. That's what we're gonna... All right, ready for calisthenics? 10, hoo! Right, hoo! Left, hoo! Drop, hoo! Front line, down! Insert! Now follow closely. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, Ah, that's not how you're going now.
Sir, only half the men seem to be enjoying this, sir. Are you sure this is what they meant, sir?
To your right, Corporal. The men in front need makeup. Call wardrobe. Get them some dresses on the double. Quiet on the set. Private, get some lingerie. No wonder Slater's not having any fun. Quick, get Private Benjamin. This could be a new secret weapon. Call Maggie. Wear some black underwear.
Today's Army, not just an adventure, it's a job.
It was Eric Clapton and Cleem. What year was that? 67? Yeah. It was something like 60. And Badge. You know what they say about badges, don't you?
I don't got to show you.
Nah.
I don't got to show you. No stinking badges.
No stinking badges.
That's it. And you're all in and members of the group. All you've got to do is fill out.
All right. They were sworn in. Okay. Say, all right, Marshall, you're part of the group, and that means it's news time.
1976 saw a whole group of people not wanting to be that group, at least not that low paid. They saw more than 1,700 San Francisco city workers walk out protesting the city's plan to lower their city wages. Strikers spent the better part of the spring of 76 testing whether municipal unions could impose wage demands on a city, even when both the elected officials of that city and the voters were decidedly against it. Public transit stopped for a while, but the city workers never did get the support of either the longshoremen or the Teamsters, and by May 3rd, that strike, rather than end, sort of trickled to an end, with the workers not getting any more money, but then again, they didn't have to take the pay cuts either. The Cincinnati Reds won the World Series that year. They took the New York Yankees 7-2, and Jimmy Carter became the next president, elected with 50.08% of the popular vote.
1976.
They ran Fonzie for president in 76, and we had an incumbent. We had a scoop. We had George Wallace again. And we had a peanut farmer.
Well, Governor, Playboy magazine quotes you as saying you've lusted after hundreds of women. Now, what exactly were you thinking about?
Sky rockets in flight.
And I'd like for you to meet a wonderful woman who has read the Playboy magazine article.
He's a great husband. I trust him completely. He's never given me any cause not to, and we have a good marriage.
Jimmy Carter, great husband and peanut farmer, came from nowhere to lead the pack of presidential candidates in 76. Popular with almost everyone.
I do not favor blanket amnesty, but for those who violated selective service laws, I intend to grant a blanket pardon. To me...
A comfortable lead Jimmy had heading for the convention in August, but that lead began to dwindle. Suddenly, his future looked brown.
I've gotten into this campaign because I have the sense that the American people are looking for something that they haven't gotten yet. And out in California, I try to be straight. I try to talk to people in language that makes sense to me. And a problem in politics today is that political discourse has been so debased by rhetoric and cant and overpromising and overselling. The people have really begun to turn off and stop listening.
The threat proved short-lived. Carter, Jimmy who, was the Democratic nominee, and he prepared for a fight to the finish with Ford in November.
1976.
In 1978, today specifically, we're going to have some patchy low fog. Why do they say patchy low fog? The Weather Service just told me again, patchy low fog.
What is all this I hear about penis farmers, Marshall?
I beg your pardon.
What was the story?
I don't think you should say that word on the air. No, it was peanut. Peanut, as in the small peanut. You see, the little... We're going to have clouds around, and it'll be clouds until the sun comes out, which in many cases is occurring right at this moment. The beautiful sunshine, a beautiful day, and a beautiful week. By the way, we'll be out of work soon. On KSFX, I'm Marshall Phillips.
All right, Marshall, look at him go, man. Do you know how he... Look at him go, man.
He's a wild, funky dude.
Yeah, he's getting down.
Dude heading down the street now. Gather some more news.
I just wanted to play this morning in memory of Rosalie Allen. Don't know what happened to her. Rumor has it she sprayed her hair with Afro Sheen that stuck to a pillow and couldn't make it in.
Yeah. We're playing it. We're playing that fucking snoop.
KSFX Radio. We're celebrating the last 11 years of music. And some great stuff it's been, too, huh, Marshall?
Yeah.
He was around. Your enthusiasm is overwhelming, Marshall.
It's a Valium case. It's years ago. It happened years ago.
We're celebrating in different ways, too. As a matter of fact, our trafficking expert works right here at the radio station, Miss Species. Did we get her on the phone yet?
Yeah, I think she's there.
Hello?
Hello?
Miss Species?
Yes, this is Miss Species.
This is one of your colleagues, Stephen the Caveman from KSFX.
Oh, I remember you, yes.
Yes, well, I have a memo here from you about the last pot luck.
Yes, you're right, we're having that on Friday.
Well, I thought that pot luck was like the dictator of Cambodia several years. Was that the... you mean a dinner?
It's a dinner.
Oh, so we're going to make marijuana cookies?
Well, that's from the... What are you guys?
I thought that's what potluck meant. you wanted me to tell you by today. Was it by today that I had to tell you what we're bringing for food?
By today, yes. This is the deadline, so what are you going to bring?
Eddie, help me with this, will you?
Okay. Miss Species?
Yes?
I'm going to bring some stuff me and my mom are going to make...
You are?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Some fried salami skins. Barbecued dog legs.
What dog legs?
Barbecued.
Barbecued.
Yeah. Reheated leftover stale pizza.
Uh-huh.
I got some warm Coors beer.
Warm?
And,
stuff that makes you glow in the dark.
Deep fried string beans with raw eggs on top. How's that?
Wow.
Hungry now?
I like deep-fried string beans with raw egg toppings. It's an old southern favorite.
Miss Species.
Wow.
And aren't you living south of the city?
No.
Oh, no, you're in Tiburon.
North. I live north of the city.
Oh, okay, well, listen, I'm going to stop over at Big Bad Bob's Boiled Bean House and pick up a few things, too, okay?
I can't wait.
I know you're looking forward to having this potluck dinner.
Be our last supper, I take it.
Very good. Why didn't we employ her?
Thank you, Diane. You say that it's over, baby. You say that it's over now. But still you hang around the corner. Won't you move over? Please don't you do it to me, baby.
jokes on dope.
WPOD, San Francisco. That's by the Tubes, of course, from 1975.
Great song, huh, guys?
Great song!
Yeah, hey, that was great. That. Fabulous. Yeah, it was really good.
All right. Cut. Get the director back in here on time. Now that you're retiring, I got a nice card this morning. We're going to do the spots next, Karen. Now that you're retiring, listen to this. This is the mail. I can't begin to tell you about the mail. I can't even start to describe.
You've got one letter.
I can't.
Come on.
I got. Yeah. Well, I. No, I don't want. No, I can't.
One letter.
Yeah, I got one letter. This is it. It says, now that you're retiring, you can still enjoy all the things you liked best about your job.
Hey. Cut.
Vacations, weekends, holidays, et cetera, et cetera. Isn't that the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life? Oh, boy. Thank you very much.
And our next contestant is?
Charles C. Wheatmiller.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50
pickups. Isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas in Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models?
Look, Mr. Wheatneeler, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatneeler, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy for license
has details.
We know.
We know.
There's more to a good stereo system than just a great set of knobs. And there's a big difference in the stores that sell stereo gear. That's why if you're serious about owning the better equipment available, you should be going to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo. Nobody knows sound better than Stereo Showcase. Real audio experts who live and breathe high performance give you respect and information instead of hard sell. They're people you can trust for top value and service after the sale. 28 years of this treatment have built Stereo Showcase a reputation for being the best place to go for the better equipment available. Better equipment from names like Yamaha, Bang & Olufsen, Macintosh, and Nakamichi that positively give you more performance for the money. Stereo Showcase invites you to relax and properly evaluate your needs in their spacious demonstration areas, where this week you can save big on equipment from JVC. And that's the clincher. It costs no more to get first-class treatment and higher performance at Stereo Showcase. Take Tennessee Street off Interstate 80 to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo.
I gotta change my profession. I can't take these changes anymore. Every time I get a job, I lose my job. I gotta do something else in life.
And now, the continuing adventures of Steve McCabe and Agent Orange. When we last left our hero, who was being held for outstanding violations in the Department of Motor Vehicles detention cell, along with his faithful sidekick and constant companion, Kimo Osabi. But after some mysterious woman, known on the record books as Mabel, put a $1 million bond up, McCabe and Kimo Osabi were released. Now McCabe must find out who and why someone has gotten him out of the pokey. And the continued adventures of Steve McCabe, Agent Orange.
Kimo, I've got to find out why someone we don't even know has put up our bond.
Hey, Steve, no sweat it, man. Hey, what you say we go down, drink some Primo, maybe eat some Maui chips?
I can't think of my selfish pleasures until I find out who Maybelle is.
Hey, come on, Steve. We haven't eaten nothing but buffalo chips on toast all day, man. Let's go.
I slapped around the desk, Sergeant, and found out that it came from 1177 Polk Street. Wait, that street sounds familiar. I've got to go there and find out what's going on here to discover the truth and uncover the secret hidden meaning of all the other things that I never knew.
McCabe knows something big is going on, and it's going on with Mr. Big. Now he's got to find his way back. Or was that the Starship song? He's a man possessed and now repossessed. Will he find Mr. Big, or will he run a donut shop in San Antonio?
I think I'll run a donut shop in San Antonio.
Stay tuned for the further adventures of Steve McCabe, Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Do you know how to turn this on, Karen? You, no, you haven't dealt with that.
Blow into its ear?
We won't. It's very funny, Marshall. Where were you when we needed you?
Old jokes.
Okay, it's time for... see, Karen hasn't worked the board too frequently. By that, I mean our electronic console, for which she is licensed through the National Association of Broadcast Engineers and Technicians, and now is a board engineer. I knew she was looking a little upset, but not bored.
Engineer.
So hit the news intro now, Karen. I don't think she knows what she's doing.
See you real soon.
Well, maybe this is more appropriate than the other one.
Because we like it.
All right.
Jimmy.
News, Kate.
Darn.
Now it's time for the gay news opening.
1976, and all of a sudden we were doing the hustle, both at work and at the dance. Disco was being born in 1976 in a big way with the smash success of a record called The Hustle and a dance called The Hustle, featuring a lively series of steps and patterns done by a couple actually dancing together. While we danced, there was a major quake in Guatemala causing massive destruction, leaving an estimated 22,000 persons dead. And speaking of The Hustle, in 76, that was the year that saw nearly 300 U.S. companies admitting making questionable payments, or illegal payments, most of them overseas. Oh, and speaking of The Hustle, Patty Hearst got busted the year before. She got taken in and tried in 76, and we have a report on that.
Tanya, millionaire heiress turned revolutionary, went on trial for armed robbery. During the trial, Tanya became Patty Hearst again, recanting all previous revolutionary rhetoric and blaming psychological duress as the reason she went underground in the first place.
From jail, there for armed robbery and kidnapping, William and Emily Harris, Patty's fellow SLA members, commented.
As a matter of fact, in regard to the Hibernia bank robbery, I'm sure that if she had ever expressed any fear, any apprehension, or even a feeling that she was not prepared for that type of thing, that she would not have participated in it, that no one certainly would have forced her to participate in it against her will.
The fact that Patricia stated that members of the SLA wrote statements that she subsequently read and recorded is totally false also. Patricia wrote everything that she ever said. And, you know, no one ever wrote anything for her to say. That never happened.
On March 20th, the court chose to agree.
Patricia Campbell Hearst has been convicted on two counts of bank robbery and possession of a firearm to commit a felony. The verdict was reached after only 12 hours of deliberations by her jury of seven women and five men. When the verdict was read, Ms. Hearst sunk in her chair almost in disbelief. Her parents were stone-faced, almost paralyzed.
In November, however, Patricia Campbell Hearst was released to her parents on a bail of $1.5 million.
1976.
There you have another look at 76 here on KSFX. And we'll be back with a look at the weather if we have commercial announcements. And if we don't, then I'll be right here.
Good. That's called stalling, kids. Yeah. And that's another $50 from the broadcasting school, okay?
Was that a commercial announcement? It's going to be a beautiful day in the Bay Area here.
And, wait, no. We've got to pay for this news.
Oh.
And we're going to pay big, too, Marshall, as you can tell.
$100,000
per minute here at KSFX Solid Gold Radio.
Lincoln Mercury announces an offer that goes far beyond interest rates and rebates. Lincoln Mercury is backing its quality on Lynx, LN7, Capri, and Zephyr, on Cougar sedan and wagon, with an exclusive free scheduled maintenance and warranty plan for 2 years or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. The 2-year limited warranty is so complete, just about everything is covered, except accidents, abuse, tires, and fluids between maintenance intervals. And on Continental, Mark 6, and Lincoln, you'll get the same kind of coverage for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Now, virtually the only thing you have to pay for is gas. And to introduce you to this quality, Lincoln Mercury is offering a 5% cash bonus off the base vehicle sticker price. This bonus comes entirely from Lincoln Mercury. Apply it to your down payment or get a check. A 5% cash bonus, free maintenance, free warranty from Lincoln Mercury. Offer applies to retail buyers who take delivery of these Mercury models by June 6th or luxury cars by May 17th. It takes cars built this well to make you an offer this good.
When it comes to planning meals and shopping for food, I don't want the supermarket to make out my shopping list for me with specials that are good for a few days only.
We like to decide for ourselves when to shop and what to buy. That's why we shop at Lucky.
Lucky's no specials, low everyday prices way of doing business means we get low prices on every item on our shopping list any day we shop.
And Lucky gives us a choice of three ways to save.
We can save with Lucky's low prices on thousands of national brand items, more than most other supermarkets.
Or we can save even more with Lucky's own Lady Lee and Harvest brands.
Or we can save the most with Lucky's no-frills generics. Over 100 foods and non-foods with plain and simple labels that mean plain and simple savings.
And there's nothing more basic to food shopping than saving money.
National brands, Lucky's own budget-stretching brands, and no-frills generics. Three ways to save. That's basic value from Lucky.
Get back to basics. That's basic. That's Lucky.
It's going to be a real stripped-down day in the Bay Area, yes.
What the hell does that mean, Marshall?
Take off your clothes. Get nude. It's going to be about 60 degrees here along the coastline. It's going to be up to 80 inland. We've got many people taking off their clothes together, taking a look back at 1976. Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, you know, you asked for it.
1976 on KSFX. I'm Marshall Phillips along with Stephen Capen, who's on the phone.
And a couple of old friends, Marshall, who were with us the last time we went down to the sea in ships.
Hello there, Stephen.
Hello, Michael.
Yes.
Michael is...
Hey.
He's aged a little bit.
Yeah. I've been waiting on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, Michael was known as the urban spaceman.
Yes, that's
and is also known as the Times Man, right, Michael?
I have many handles.
Many handles. And grips.
Yes, right.
And gaffers.
Yes, watch it there.
I certainly will. You're the guy who delivers the newspapers, that feed the news people, that broadcast the facts, that take over the town when rock and roll stations go under.
All the fits
of news. Well, hey, Michael, what are you doing these days?
Well, I'm still peddling my papers. Only I've got a 40 Econoline that I pedal.
Yeah, well,
don't
you know.
Run over anymore.
You used to come in. We used to go down to the glaucoma clinic.
Oh, yes, a lot of screening down there.
A lot of laying of the hands.
Yeah, I remember, man. And Michael used to come in every morning without fail and say,
"Hey, man,
I'm miserable, right?"
But I'm not as miserable as I was a while ago.
All right, listen, Michael, don't go away because there's another guy on the other line here who used to come in at the same time, and you've heard of the Elephant Man, right? Well, this guy is called the Bagel Man, so you can imagine what he looks like. Yes.
Hey, I bought that dollar I owe you.
Does he still owe you money? Hello? He couldn't even pay his phone bill,
good.
Man.
Too bad. It was nice talking to the Bagel
it
Man
was,
again.
Wasn't it? Yeah, maybe
Michael.
He's on this line. Hello?
Yes, sir.
How
are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Did you call for a specific reason?
No, just to talk.
Didn't you say something to me before we got on the air?
Sure did. It's about the old things, the things that I remember back from Capen in the old days.
What was the deal then? We had a contest at a radio station here in San Francisco. And the contest was $10,000 for 25, yes, $10,000.
$10,000
for 25 words or less.
And you're going to send me the $10,000, and then I'll send you back the 25 words or less.
No, no, fool, it was the other way around.
I just want to play this song this morning in honor of another radio divorce here in Radio Land. Give me more microphone, will you? And turn the music down.
Tomorrow is
That's
career
why we're
day.
Getting divorced.
What? Career day at the radio station tomorrow.
Oh, is it career day tomorrow?
Yeah, they'll be setting up their booths.
Okay, we'll be counseling everybody on what they should do after they leave here. Hey, that's us too, Marshall.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay. Well,
I came in here unemployed, and I'm going to go out the same way.
All right, well, listen to that. Let Steve Capen and marriage counselor help you through your divorce. Yes, even if you're leaving your favorite radio station. Thank you very, very much. You leaving too, Eddie?
No, I'm getting divorced.
Oh, all right.
Shotgun Jingle Kit.
And that's another $25.
I'll be long gone by the time you make up your mind. Gotta make my own. Regards and a raise, I'll leave up to your own sense of time. Yes, I'm gonna get up, make my life shine. I'm gonna get up, make my life shine. I've made up my mind. Be high flying by the time you come round to me. Today's a new day, different from tomorrow, you'll see. Good luck with your past, but it was.
San Francisco. Music history from Bob Skaggs and I'll Be Long Gone, which has no relation at all to the old Kingsman tune, Long Green. It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. A little bum this morning. Gaddafi Duck is not on TV this morning. He calls in sick. How can a cartoon character call in sick, you might ask?
His duck sheen stuck to the
pillow. His duck sheen stuck to his pillow. Wait, that could be him.
Call him up.
I can tell by the ring that he gave me. We were going steady there. Here, let me just pick this up here. Hello? Wait a second. How come that phone is still ringing? Hello? What? I can't understand what he's saying. Is anybody around here speak Gaddafi Duck? Oh, there's someone in here who does. Okay, would you find out what he's saying? Hello? What did he say there? Oh, okay. And what did he say? Oh, I see. Oh, I get it. Okay. Oh, now he's real. The whole family is getting angry now. Hey, let's not have any domestic hassles in here while I'm on the air. Hey, turn it off. Come on, you guys. Take it easy, will you? There's some nice music here instead of all this squawking. Or quacking, is the case. KSFX Radio, we're saluting 76 today. Here's Marianne Faithfull.
It is the evening. The children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches come by everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by.
Extraordinary talent, feminine pulchritude. The woman had it all, you know, and usually did. It's 16 before 9 from KSFX Radio. Like me, sort of beautiful, talented, and I get nice mail, too. I'd like to read a very serious letter. This probably sums up how most people who listen to The Morning Problem feel about the problem. Dear scum of the earth, how glad all of us are that you won't be with us anymore. Your childishness tends to make any sane person upchuck if heard shortly after eating. In fact, Weight Watchers has records of your morning produce, which they recommend overweight people to listen to after eating huge meals. So remember, Capon, eat death and brush after every meal. Ben Rosenzweig III, president of Pacificans, for better morning broadcasters.
I didn't give the okay for that thing to be read this morning. I was forced to read that, wasn't it? Who makes the decisions around here? The programming department? Listen to them.
Yeah.
They're in there trying to decide what year it is tomorrow.
Yeah.
What year they should run the next day, and how many records ought to be played every hour.
Yeah.
They don't know whether digital time is better than regular time.
Yeah.
They're not sure what radio station this is.
It's not the red, red robin that makes spring official. It's the cry of play ball and the crack of the bat. Baseball time. And baseball in the Bay Area means the exciting A's and the stirring Giants. Both teams are looking forward to a super season, and your voice added to the roar of the fans will make every player try just a little harder. So support the A's and the Giants by attending as many home games as you can. And where can you get the tickets? At Ticketron, of course. Tickets for all home games are available at over 30 Ticketron outlets in the Bay Area, including Montgomery Ward's, Rainbow Records, and Tower Records and Posters. Remember, it's baseball time, and Ticketron has the tickets for the A's and the Giants at a location close to work, home, shopping, or school. For the location nearest you, call 415-393-6914. That's 415-393-6914.
The threat of nuclear blackmail has been with us ever since the first bomb was built. Now, an even more sophisticated form of nuclear blackmail is being discussed in hushed tones. This week, reporter Evan White begins a Target 4 report on EMP, electromagnetic pulse. It can happen with a single atomic blast high above the U.S., and it would wipe out all power, transport, and communication systems across the country. This startling series starts Wednesday on News Center 4 at 6, a Target 4 special report on KROM-TV Channel 4.
Macho! Macho!
Macho close with Schick Super 2. Each twin blade home to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Atra and Track 2 razors.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Schick Super 2 for the macho shave. Schick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Hello, I'm Sheila Renee. Backstage this week, Ronnie James Dio, vocalist with Black Sabbath. When I was producing this show, I became aware of the eerie numerology involved. Number one, KSFX has been a rock and roll radio station in the Bay Area for 11 years, and Black Sabbath has been touring and recording for 11 years. Also, this is my 13th and final show on KSFX. You figure it out.
Hey, all right, baby.
All right.
Hey, how'd you get in here, man?
Well, I just wheeled myself in here, and I thought I heard Sheila Renee, and I'd like to go out with her.
We can arrange that, I think. Don't you want to be interviewed by her?
No, I just want to see what she looks like and then give my own personal interviews.
All right, you'd probably be in court after this one. It's 12 minutes before 9 from KSFX Radio, and the news am next.
In the quiet, silent seconds, turned off the light switch and I came down to meet you in the half light the moon left while a cluster of nightjars sang some songs out of tune. A mantle of bright light shone down from a room. Come down in time, I still hear her say, so clear in my ear, like it was today. Come down in time was the message she gave. Come down in time and I'll meet you halfway. Like hers is a keeps coming at all. Come down in time, I still hear her sing so clear in my ear, like it was today. Leave you counting the stars in the night.
Well, that's it. Where's Steven? Where's Capon? Capon,
hey.
Come on, the record's out.
Marshall?
Yeah, Capon?
Marshall?
Yeah, right. Where are you?
Steven. Locked in the men's room.
You're what? You're locked. You can't lock the men's room.
Somebody's going to let me out of here.
All right, well,
this is the ladies' room.
Oh, no.
I feel there's something wrong here. Why don't you just do the news?
I'll go ahead and just do the news while you guys get him out of there, will you?
Help me.
1976. That's the year we're in as KSFX looks back over the last 11 years. You know, in 1976, the copyright laws were rewritten for the first time since 1909. Those revisions, among other things, extended the protection of works to 50 years after a copyright holder's death. John Lennon finally won formal permission to stay in the United States as a permanent resident. Lennon would be eligible for citizenship in 5 years. 1976 also was the year a mystery illness hit 179 persons who were attending conventions in Philly. Legionnaire's disease would eventually kill 29 of those people. Swine flu was all the rage, and President Ford authorized $135 million for mass immunizations. 1976 was the bicentennial, and it turned out to be a firecracker of a year for Bill and Company. Bill Graham is the Bill involved. We had a sellout, 6 nights at the Orpheum with the Dead back after 22 months off. The Who were at the Winterland. Wings and Bowie in the World of Plants at the Cow Palace. Santana's Amigos is released, and that band tours Japan. Concert footage for A Star Is Born is filmed before an audience of 45,000. Graham had only 11 days that year to pull it all together, and the shop outdid itself with sets and props for the range of stars that appeared before the live and screaming fans. Mexico's new president, Jose Lopez Portillo, is sworn in on December the 1st of 76. He calls for national unity, and he tells Mexicans to look forward to austerity as a way of life. Sounds a little bit like our own Governor Brown preaching limits to almost everything. Chou En-lai was 78 years old when he died. He was the premier of the People's Republic of China. He'd been in that office since the communists took power in 1949. He died of cancer. The Cincinnati Reds beat the New York Yankees 7-2 to win the World Series, the Reds becoming the second National League team in history to win two consecutive seasons series since 1922. That wasn't quite in history, was it? But he's back. Stephen got out of the men's room at last. We will be back, I think, with a look at the weather, or perhaps we'll stay right here and look at the
crew in
weather.
That men's room morning.
Did you see any of them shaving?
You ever notice that they call ladies' rooms powder rooms, and they're always big and luxurious, and we get these army barracks type latrines?
Yeah, basically with the two-tone paint job in the walls,
yeah,
the green and the
slum. I was being inducted into the service.
It is going to be a beautiful day in the Bay Area. We're going to have sunshine around. There'll be some high clouds expected.
Marshall, we still have a commercial in the news.
Oh.
These things are always sponsored. This has been an immensely successful radio station, you know.
All right. Well, then we'll be back with whatever we'll be back with right after this.
Having trouble getting up in the morning? Now the latest in advanced technology in digital alarm clocks from Ideatron, a subsidiary of Thoughttronics. Capecom Industries presents The Mouth. The Mouth will tell you to wake up in 38 different voices.
It's 7:30. Get up or we'll drop a bowling ball on your knees.
That's right. The Mouth is sexy.
Get it up. It's the stroke of seven.
The Mouth from Capecom Industries. It's patriotic.
It's time for you and everyone in this country to get up. Why, it's already 8 o'clock.
The Mouth is cunning.
Why split it three ways? You get up and we'll split the dough in half.
And the Mouth is durable. Punch it in the mouth. It'll keep on talking.
Get out of the bed or get into the oven. Why wait now? Get up and avoid the rush. Getting up. Don't leave home without it.
The Mouth from Capecom Industries.
Come on, bro. Let's get up.
1976 saw Spain settle a problem they had with postal workers. It seemed like the members of the post office went out on strike that year. Well, in Spain, they do things differently. The Spaniards just went ahead and drafted the thousands of postal workers into the army, and that ended the two-day work stoppage and stemmed a tide of growing labor unrest, or unruh. Speaking of you, Stephen Capon, I'm Marshall Phillips on KSFX, taking a look at the last 11 days.
It's just
minutes.
An act of God that you
seconds.
Should show up this week, Marshall. I came over to your house to see if you were still alive yesterday, as a matter of fact, and found your car wide open, the doors open, people climbing through it. Is that where you live?
No, I rent that. I'm renting the car out. There's
I,
a nice
I rent
family
my home, too, but
people
what?
That live there.
Yeah,
no, I'm renting it to people.
All right, well, listen, we have some special jingles, of course, for today.
Tuesday.
It is a special day.
That means we're going to have a special guest.
Will you hear who we're going to have
so
on the special?
Get out the broom, sweep the place clean, and dust off the mat.
Hey, did Dave Kent write this song with the broom and clean it?
Roll out the carpet, strike up the bang, and give up with a hip hooray.
Hip hooray!
Wiggle your ears,
that's
wipe
tough.
Good mouth and tears.
I can't do that.
We're going to present.
For Tuesday, who's never been here on a Tuesday, is me, Stephen Capon, here at KSFX Radio. Thank
That's
you.
It.
I showed up today, didn't I?
Well, sort of.
Well, I'm I'm the special guest.
Oh, boy.
Sail through the rising sun for you and you.
family. Pow, zoom!
Okay, she's supposed to do what I tell her to. She never does. She always throws me cues. This morning, what I wanted to share... Hey! This morning, what I wanted to share with the people who listen every morning, both of you, is a tape of a very interesting phenomenon that I experienced while I was in the Andes in Peru just, a month or so ago. Right, Ed?
You got it.
Okay, he's my timekeeper.
1 month
I have
today.
This, how much?
1 month and 30 seconds.
1 month and 30 seconds today. Here's the tape now, and this is the guy here. Listen to this. This is, he's doing something very special here. They call this man the Whistling Fool. Deep in the high canyons of the Cordillera Blanca. He is said to have been perfecting the art of the whistle for the past 200 years, which is very strange, because he's only 85 years old. Most of the people in the village call him the Whistling Liar. Now,
this is Stephen Matthew David, owner of Matthews, top of the hill, Daly City. Sometimes even I'm surprised how people find out about Matthews. Listen to this couple.
A policeman sent us out here. I stopped a policeman on the street in the center of the city. That's why we came.
Good directions. All roads do lead to Matthews. Everyone knows about our store. Listen to what his wife said.
Well, I was surprised how many people knew Matthews. We are foreigners. We are from Australia.
Well, if people can come that far, then it's certainly worth the time for you to drive to the top of the hill. Now for some Matthews famous Best Buys in all departments. 19-inch MGA Cutter Portable, $399. Your choice of a Techniques fully manual or Pioneer semi-automatic turntable, $79. 17-inch Sony remote control Trinitron, $477. Car stereo, $99 installed. Turn your car around. See what your friends and neighbors are talking about. Matthews, 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
A lot of people have been calling this week to find out what Rosalie is doing, because she is obviously missing during our last 11 days here, and I want to play this tape of a band that Rosalie has begun over in the East Bay. This is... Sort of sounds like the Supremes, huh? She and Olivia Newton-John and Sherry Perry have all gotten together to form the Flatheads. And this is the name of their group. They're all singing with pillows attached to their hair. It's amazing.
We've got the ball and the ball is ours. Hey, we've got the ball and the ball is ours. Hey,
break it up for a minute. Hey, I want to talk to you about improving this team.
Get some boys on it.
No, sit down. I mean making you look better. Put Buff Oxyl to work.
I'd rather have boys.
Buff Oxyl's 5 or 10% benzoyl peroxide gel applied every day after washing your skin will help clear up your pimples.
Get it working. Get it started. Put Buff Oxyl to work.
Buff Oxyl, used as directed, is dual acting. First, it helps clear up acne pimples. Then it helps prevent new pimples from forming. What you've got here is benzoyl peroxide, the strongest acne medication available without a prescription. And if that's not enough, Buff Oxyl is less expensive ounce per ounce than Oxy 5 or 10 and Clearasil benzoyl peroxide.
It's almost as good as boys.
Put Buff Oxyl to work.
Get it working. Get it started. Put Buff Oxyl to work.
It is. We're saluting 1976 today as one of the greatest years of somebody else's life, because I had a miserable time that year. But it was no, I'm serious. The habit got bad. Anyway, I'd like to play this. I'd like to play this new live album that'll bring you back to 1976, when Rosie and the Flatheads were known as Rosie and the Beaners. And this is their version of Strawberry Fields Forever.
You got any freebies of that
one? They did this all without instruments. You know, they did the whole thing without instruments. It was actually done with a few surgical instruments here and there, a little on Rosalie, but they're trying to still, to this day, remove the pillow from her head. And that's the sound of the pillow.
Surgical removal.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is now the London, the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra with Rosie and the Flatheads.
Get my luggage.
Why are they announcing this?
We'll have career day tomorrow here at KSFX.
We're going to need a career tomorrow.
I myself am going to study to become a robot.
Bringing boobs? What did he say?
Booze.
You're bringing booze.
Booze.
Oh. I thought you were going to bring a bunch of boobs in here.
You already got a bunch of boobs in here.
No, we call them idiots.
Or hooters, as the case may be.
Yeah. It's 11 after 9 in the morning.
Lou's
getting a little angry over this whole conversation. Then this is Procol Harum. Did you take Latin? I was a straight-A Latin student. I had a woman next to me who was brilliant, and all I had to do was look over the paper, and I was a straight-A student. I didn't say Latino, I said Latin, Marshall.
Conquistador, your stallion stands in need of company. And like some angel's haloed brow, you reek of purity. I see your armor plated breast has long since lost a sheen. And in your deathmatch bed, there are no signs which can be seen. Something to find, like a sea note, is to unwind. Twisted door, a vulture sits upon your silver sheath. And in your rusty scabbard now, the sand has taken seat. And though your jewel encrusted blade has not been understood, see how.
I'm going to be... thank you. No, it was nothing. Hey, it's 9:15 in the morning now, and here's today's helpful hint just before I introduce you to the woman who has brought you all this wonderful programming this week and over the past year or so. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. This is my impersonation of Jack Parr. You're probably too young to remember that. But here's today's helpful hint. Never lasso your friend by the throat and then tie the other end of the rope to your car bumper, yelling, "Hit it!" to the driver. It may result in damages which are irreparable to your friendship. Instead, potassium fed intravenously while your friend soundly sleeps. You'll never know what hit him, and Libyans will be suspected. For a complete list of methods in dealing with boredom, plus a complete list of friends who have never been used, write Eggs, Benedict, and Arnold's. Legal Maneuverers, 1500 Sansom Street, San Francisco, California. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I introduce the woman who, has pioneered this format since the early days of radio. And I know we all remember Uncle Tom Donahue with great reverence. But now I'd like to introduce Miss Pat Evans.
That's enough, Pat. You don't have to explain why it failed. It's all right. No, blame it on Pollock. All right, let's play some more.
All right, let's beat a dead turkey now. I mean, let's beat a dead horse. Let's continue to beat that dead horse.
Right until the end.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Yeah!
Garage doors are going up all over town now, and dogs are barking. That organ grates, doesn't it? It's 9:21 in the morning from KSFX. What was I going to tell you? Oh, Aleli?
Yes?
You're on the air now.
Oh, I am?
Yes, you are. I just wanted to capture the essence of somebody who was somewhat disappointed that we're changing our programming here at the radio station.
Oh, yes. And I am. Mm-hmm. I really am.
You were also, one of our contest winners, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
What did you win?
I won a trip to TWA.
Oh, that's good. A trip to TWA. They wouldn't take you away from the airport, but it was nice to go to the plane anyway. So where did you go on your trip?
I haven't gone yet.
Oh, you're another contest winner who got screwed out of one of them. Oh, there's plenty of those. All right.
God!
Okay, now, let's get on with some more business here. Oh, thank you, Lily. Still there. Why don't we tell her to hang on? Okay. Let me see. This morning it's cruel humor only. And what else is going on? I want to play this song, right? It's called "Of Thee I Sing" from Leon Russell and his album Leon Russell and the Shelter People, but it's not on the list.
I can't find that on this list.
I haven't got it on your list over there.
I've got the programming list.
I'm sorry, but it is not on the list.
Not on any of these lists?
Not
it must be one of these lists. Here.
I can't find it on this list.
Let me just, wait, here it is right here.
Where?
On this, it's right on this list, right here.
Mr. Capon, you wrote that in yourself.
I don't know exactly just what's going down. I guess I'll hang around until I see. Oh, it's getting hot now. The clouds are even more dangerous. I've had it before my eyes. Only something ugly and sore. It's getting hot now. The clouds are even more dangerous. I've had it before my eyes. Only something away. And the blood is on the books in Ohio. So bad it's strange, what can I say? Oh, it's been like now. The cuts and the marks changes right before my eyes. And something ugly and sore. You did feel like now. The cuts and the marks changes right before my eyes.
Right before my eyes, and
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. This is Jennifer Green, and I'm just calling to see if whether or not you have any plans after this format.
Yeah, I'm going to go out for some breakfast. Oh, you mean after this is all over?
We're concerned citizens here in San Francisco, and we're just really concerned about the quality of the radio here, and we're wondering if you have any plans to go anywhere else in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go to KGO FM.
Oh, no. About penal farms is.
Uh-huh. Jennifer, I'm not sure. Well, actually, yes. I'm going to be, I think I'm going to try and, on the weekends, I have this liquor store. What? I don't understand what's going on here myself. I thought I might go destroy another radio station.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. Listen, you just let us know about your plans, though, so we can all tune in.
Okay, Emily.
Okay.
I mean, Jennifer, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we do have to get some commercial business out of the way here, so we'll be back in just a minute. Time magazine says he looks like a Monty Python satire on some Arab weirdo. Newsweek's Bruce Bean says he looks like a toreador who just got horned. Women's Wear Daily says, who's his tailor, Ray Charles? They're all talking about Gaddafi. Charles Bronson stars as the man who cleverly avoided being caught by changing the spelling of his name time after time.
So, he thinks I'm out to get him, eh?
Yes, he claims there's a hit squad.
He knows I don't care for football? Who's he kidding?
Gaddafi. The whole world is talking about the Gaddafi boy. Second coming soon to a theater of war near you. Why do they run these commercials here? We never had any before.
Yeah.
like this kind of music?
You want to write that in on the
we're just trying out different kinds of music.
I'm a sheep, I'm ever be. Your love belongs to me. The night when you're
come on, you guys, let's go.
Into your head,
step in. Wow,
this is great. I haven't heard anything like this before.
Great music, man. Hey, Slice, come over here. Miss Slice from the traffic department, who's heading up the potluck smoking Friday afternoon. Yeah.
Listen, this is for you.
He's remembering the last time you guys were together.
Yeah.
Remember that night? Listen, these are actual sounds of that session.
Is she in the army too?
That's when he really got carried away. Then he started telling you he's a sheet of Arab. I'm a sheet, let me cover you. Remember he said that to you? No, Diane doesn't remember anything. Those short-term memory cells, man. Too many potluck dinners. KSFX with Steve Miller.
Told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way. And I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Born on this rock and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight while it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lost in town, turn around to boys in the military shirts. I
I'll keep my eyes on the prize, on the long falling skies, and I don't let my friends get hurt. All you backroom schemers, power trip dreamers, better find something new to say. Cause you're the same old story, it's the same old pride, and you've got some heavy dues to pay. I'm the space cowboy that you were ready for that. I'm the space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Memo from Ron Denman. Live phone calls. Okay, it's 22 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. And we gotta make a buck for the radio station while we can.
Hi, this is Robin Flower. I'm totally against any form of hard drugs. If you've ever thought of using or even trying them, please don't. And if you know anyone who is a user, please try to help them all you can. Thank you.
The cold. They're coming to your city. They'll be on your radio. They're the Format Liquidators. 1982. Steve Capon and his friends go wild on your format. The Liquidators. No music is safe. You want rock? They'll give you talk. You like soul? Try some music. The Liquidators. You can't hide. You can't hide your records. No one is safe. They'll wreck your ratings. They'll bring the FCC down hard.
How they would make that decision.
The Format Liquidators.
Call 800-LIQ-UIDS.
The threat of nuclear blackmail has been with us ever since the first bomb was built. Now, an even more sophisticated form of nuclear blackmail is being discussed in hushed tones. This week, reporter Evan White begins a Target 4 report on EMP, electromagnetic pulse. It can happen with a single atomic blast high above the U.S., and it would wipe out all power, transport, and communication systems across the country. This startling series starts Wednesday on News Center 4 at 6, a Target 4 special report on KROM-TV, Channel 4.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatmealer.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
Isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas in Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right. Larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models.
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
Jeez, I guess I better check my memo box. This one dated December 18th, 1981. I haven't had a chance to get around her. It's from the senior vice president in charge of junior vice presidents for ABC Radio, Ron Denman. As we have discussed on numerous occasions, you must... Ron, it's too late. It's all over. Here, let's memo him back. Dear Ron, it's too late. We would like to be able not to take any live phone calls, but it's too late now because we're going to take all live phone calls from here on in. That's the way that goes. Thank you, Louie. I forget. This song is for my, what do you call yourself? Engineer.
Got your ship on the
you know, we kid everybody around here, but it's all in fun. And nobody takes it seriously, the things we do on the air here. Obviously, nobody's taken their job seriously here for a long time. Yes, Marshall?
Excuse me, I just wanted to ask, did you bring in the, you know, what we asked you about on the phone earlier today?
For the potluck supper?
Yeah, no, you know, but we've got Eddie wanted.
Oh, I've got it, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I've been waiting around, you know. See, well, I'll see
this
after the show.
This is Bill. What?
I'll see you after the show.
Oh, okay.
Wait over here.
All right, very good.
Can I look in your pocket?
You sure can.
Okay.
Why don't you have Louie look in my pockets? That'd be more interesting. What I wanted to say was nobody does take anything. If you listen closely, you can hear Mr. Denman outside laughing at the things that we're doing in here this morning. Oh, he's upset. Everybody now. Oh, that's too bad. I'm going to give him a raise. Fire him! Hire him! All right, the salesmen for the rest of the week get 80% of everything they sell, okay? That's the new rule. Here's Dave Mason as we salute 76.
Only you know and I know all the love that we've got to show. So don't refuse to believe it by reading too many meanings. 'Cause you know that I mean what I say, so don't go and never take me the wrong way. You know you can't go on getting your own way, 'cause if you do,
For my information, Gray O'Dell just told me that that CCR album with the Fogerty Brothers, Creedence Clearwater, was recorded at Hyder's studio, where Gray was once gainfully employed. He said that many times. I was once gainfully employed there. It's 8 minutes before 10 o'clock, and he's going to be saying it about this place, too. It's 8 before 10 now from KSFX Radio, and we're winding down the morning problem of 1976.
A Day in Hollywood.
If you love old movies, don't miss the new Razzle Dazzle musical hit, A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. It's a musical spoof of Tinseltown in the 30s. Time magazine called it the best musical of the year. Rex Reed said, "I never laughed so much in my life." Now, after 2 years on Broadway, A Day in Hollywood is here, where the Chronicle hailed its clever lyrics, lively dancing, imaginative staging, and innumerable laughs. A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine is now playing at the Current Theater. For tickets, call 673-4400.
Isabelle's 18. She's my countryside queen. Not ashamed to be seen with him.
Hello, I'm Stephen Capon. Tune into my show tomorrow from 6 till 10 a.m. and take part in the stimulating intellectual discourse that takes place each morning. We'll have helpful calls from our audience.
Good evening, Count Capon. Did you know there was a full moon tonight? Oh!
We'll have professional guest lecturer, loquacious, what's that say?
Huh?
What? Seminars on wild animals. Participate with our exciting and famous guests.
It is I, Monarch of the Maniac, Fleet of Libyans, Gaddafi with a cheese and green. Green, 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 green.
And hear from our satisfied listeners. Yes, and we have me,
Steven.
6 till 10 a.m. weekdays on KSFX 104 FM, the Bay Area's best rock.
The final 4 days, not available at any record store.
Cynthia, if you want to stay a model, you'd better cut out the candy.
But each piece has always had less than 10 calories.
Each juicy piece?
You bet your lifesavers.
Hey, bud, your money or your lifesavers? Hurry up.
I'm thinking. Now, let's see, this great butter rum flavor for less than 10 calories.
Rough decision, huh, bud?
You bet your lifesavers.
Can Lifesavers Roll Candy add more flavor to your life with less than 10 calories each?
You bet your lifesavers.
Macho! Macho, macho shave, Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Get macho close with Chick Super 2.
Each twin blade home to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Atra and Track 2 razors.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Schick Super 2 for the macho shave. Schick Super 2 for the macho shave.
5 minutes before 10, we have just a few minutes left and a quick call from the white phone. Hello?
Dear Abby, I can't get no macho shit. Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Yona Popo Snippin.
Yona!
How are you?
I'm okay, how you doing?
That's good. Yona, Helga, I don't know my own name. Get my bathrobe, I'm dripping wet. Helga!
Hello, Steven.
Oh, hi, Helga.
How are you?
I want my bathrobe.
Give him his bathrobe.
There's your bathrobe.
Oh. Boy, domestic violence. Hi, Yona.
Great robe.
Steven, how are you enjoying your last days on the radio?
I'm having a wonderful time.
You know, I really like that Marshall Phillips. He's so cute and authoritative. I can say I like the
You shouldn't say those things in front of your husband. He gets angry when you talk about other men like that.
Okay, forget other men for now. We talk about that later. But Yona has a special surprise.
Oh, good.
I can't do that, no.
He wrote the poem for you and Mr. Phillips.
I saw one of these things on TV, you know, they say, 1-800, 228, 200. You know, I never did that before, you know. It was called Haiku 2 was the name of it, and it inspired me to write
really
a poem for the morning problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
It was like this.
All right.
I'm talking about Phillips and Capon, who jockeyed from station to station. Through country news and Grateful Dead, the Guinness Books read, they held the records for severance and vacations. And it's better in Swedish. Don Tvetskens and Persis to President, und Skabel to Diffin to Falkland.
Oh, no. Not on the air, please. Oh, dear. Thank you, Yona. Just a little more domestic violence, another feature of the morning problem. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, and stay tuned for Dave Kemp. From 1976 is Lynyrd Skynyrd. Coast, KSFX San Francisco. Dave Kent's next for 1976.
All right, now, are you ready to get down? I said, are you ready for some rock and roll? Let's hear it from Dave Giles Band.
Sleep. body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. So young and sweet, as she made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street, down on Main Street.
Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of KSFX Radio, the American Broadcasting Company, its management, employees, or sponsors.
I'm
Good morning and hi, everybody, and happy birthday, America. It's the bicentennial, 1976. Today, day number six of the last 11 days of 104 KSFX, 1976, of course, the year of easy rock. Doobie Brothers, Eagles, a lot of good music came out. We'll be playing it all for you between now and 3 o'clock. And a lot of stuff that even in 1976 was old. Here's Cream on KSFX.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
For KSFX, it's 1976, and this is a hit.
Last thing I remember, I was running for Things to realize. Time has come today.